Hey, we're back. How are you doing today? It's St. Patty's Day. Are you wearing some green or orange or drinking some beer? What are you doing? Celebrating, I hope. I want to bring on my next guest, Donna Zeigfinger. Seasoned world traveler she is. She founded Green Earth Travel in 1997 with one mission in mind, to provide a wide range of travel options for people who crave adventure and care about the planet. How are you doing, Donna?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So what are you wearing? You got any green on?
You know what? I just checked because I was like, oh, my God, did I wear green today? Yes, I have. It's an olive green T-shirt, so I'm good.
Okay, you're good. I like to wear both green and orange.
Right.
Kind of a balance between, you know, hope and peace and Catholics and Protestants and whatever.
There you go.
Balance. Yeah. Look, I'm always looking for an opportunity to celebrate food in any way I can. So it's green and orange food today.
And travel. Love to celebrate travel.
There we go. Now, what I learned from you when I met you a few weeks ago is that you've been doing this vegan thing for a very long time.
Yes, longer than most people listening have been around.
Right. And so of all things to decide to do, you decided to do Green Earth Travel, and you've been doing it almost 20 years, 18 years.
Yeah, it's actually been longer than that. When I got into the travel, I've been a vegan since 1983.
Wow.
Yeah, 1980 something. Anyway, and as soon as all my friends found out I was a travel agent, they were like, oh, you got to support her. She's vegan. She'll help us. But, you know, so that's where it started. It's been 30 years, 30-something years. Anyway, yes.
Now, I imagine there are far more places to travel easily as a vegan without having to pull out all your explanations and apologize.
Well, I never apologize, but yeah. what I make them do is make them eventually put it, I don't make them, but they get annoyed with me enough where they put it in their menu and it actually sells very well. I've had that happen a few times. But, you know, I started doing this, as I said, in the 80s, and I would get other travel agents who weren't necessarily vegetarian. They would see a vegetarian restaurant, and they would pick up their business card and give it to me, and we would write, you know, from overseas to each other. And that's kind of how it started. And it's so much easier now. It's
with
just
the
so
internet.
Much easier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the internet and just in general, you know, all of these places are putting vegan options because people want it. There's a demand for it. So, it's definitely a lot easier than it was back then.
So what do you do at Green Earth Travel? Do you come up with packages and programs for people?
Yeah, I mean, we do both. We have both groups that we have going and we can customize trips for people. I can book their airfare ticket, their airline tickets. I can find them hotels that'll work for them, and I will work with the chefs or, you know, whoever, you know, the food and beverage department, whoever it takes to make sure that they can eat as a vegan. So, so we book the air, the hotel, the cruise ships, whatever, the train. I just went on the train recently and had a vegan burger. I was blown away.
Which train? Amtrak?
Amtrak.
Wow. Well, that's a long time coming because my sister, who's also vegan, has asked them many, many times, and she got horrible responses. So that's very exciting to hear.
It's very exciting.
It only takes a lot of complaining, whining vegans to get
that's
some
right.
action.
And we can be whiny.
Does that have chicken broth in it? Does that have fish sauce?
Yes.
Yes. Don't, you know, I know a lot of people are intimidated to request food outside of their home or in a restaurant, and it gets even more intimidating when you're in a foreign country and the language is different. So I imagine this can be help make the trip more relaxing.
Oh, yeah, it definitely can. There's actually an app where you can get Well, there's a couple of apps. You can get the Happy Cow app, you know, if you want to find restaurant listings. But if you, you know, there's a translator now that you can get, a free translator. Mm. And I used it when I was in the Dominican Republic this past fall. And, you know, all you do is say what you eat or don't eat, and it translates it for you. It'll actually say it, so you don't have to show it. It'll actually say it for you.
You know, I have this thing. I've had it for so long, the vegan passport.
Right.
It cost me like $5, and I've taken it everywhere. And my favorite time was back around 1999. I was doing a lot of travel to Korea back in my engineering days, and I was in this. Usually there was somebody who was taking me around. They were always really very protective of me when I was traveling there, my colleagues. But at one point I was alone, and I remember being in a restaurant, and I gave this server the book, and she read the Korean page so intently, so respectfully. I was blown away, and she just nodded and brought me some beautiful food.
Wow. That's awesome.
True story.
Yeah. And especially in those areas, because, you know, Korea, Japan, China are not always the easiest. You would think they would be, but they're not always the easiest to get vegetarian food.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to have chicken broth or fish broth in everything, including their rice.
Right.
So you have to be very,
very
aware,
vigilant and aware.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so where can we go with Green Earth Travel? Where have you been? Where are you going?
Well, I'm actually going to Italy this summer. I'm taking a group of people, and it's with a lot of, I like calling them celebrities. They won't call themselves celebrities, but I think they're vegan celebrities in their own right. And, you know, we've got one in June with Colleen Patrick Goudreau, mm-hmm. and then we've got, and that's the end of June, and then we've got like a month long, you can take, pick your week with different vegan celebrities. We've got, the first week is with the Hen House Girls. And
okay.
Jason Weirich. Jason Weirich is, he's
good. We love Jason.
Yeah.
I had him on the show. We talked about his vegan tacos book. And I talked to a lot of chefs on this show, a lot of vegan chefs and cookbook authors. And he blew me away with his knowledge and his
right.
skill. He's like at the top of the list for me.
Yeah, he's great. He's great. And the three of them together are going to be a lot of fun. You know, those Hen House Girls are fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week two, we've got Dr. Ruby Lathan, who, you know, she's a dietitian and a speaker, and, you know, she does a lot of great work, and we teamed her up with Carolyn Scott Hamilton of the Healthy Voyager.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And then week three is Miyoko Shinner and Matt Frazier. Miyoko's got those unbelievable cheeses that I can't have, vegan cheeses that I can't eat another kind of vegan cheese ever again. I have to only have hers, and I can't wait till they come to Whole Foods, because I have to go cold turkey. I just bought some last week, and I ate the whole round by myself.
I just want to make a comment about vegan cheese here, and I love Miyoko, and I'm so glad she's doing what she's doing, but just like dairy cheeses, there are thousands of varieties of dairy cheeses, and we will soon have as many, if not more, because the vegan people are so creative and so passionate about food, and the cheeses are just going to get better.
Right. Yeah, I know. But I love hers right now. And, you know, I want her to come live in my house and make it. But anyway, and then there's Matt Frazier, who I've known for a few years and no meat athlete. He's going to take people on hikes and do some fun stuff. And then the last week we have is Fran Costigan. And we also, with Fran Costigan, have Binet, general manager of Candlelight 79.
Yes.
And she just joined us with Fran. So mm-hmm. the two of them, I mean, it's going to be food and chocolate, and you can't get anything better than that. So, you know, I mean, it's basically going to be in southern Italy. It's a week long that you can take, and, you know, so you can go as a couple, come as, you know, as a single, and you can bring, you know, family, as long as the children are over 10 years old, or, you know, it's good. And So that's where I'm going this summer. But I really encourage everyone to join us. But I did go to the Dominican Republic last year, and I was so pleasantly surprised with this place. It's not in the Punta Cana area, which is very touristy, which can be nice, but it is very touristy. It's in a town called Cabarete, and it was a resort called Natura Cabanas. And I've been sending people there for the past 10 years, and nothing but rave reviews about it, with the exception of like one or two minor things. And the chef that just started there, I don't know, like 3 months before, he's been vegan for 2 years, and wow. He is so excited to do all these, you know, vegan menus. And, you know, they tried out everything on us that week. It was wonderful. We just, I think that was some of the best food I've ever had anywhere.
So tell me, what kind of food did you have?
Oh, my God. I have to pull it off my Facebook page. I mean, we had a five-course meal. Let me see if I can pull it up here real quickly, but because I have a photo of it, of the menu. Every night, it was kind of like eating at Millennium every night. Hmm. I mean, that's how good this food was. And the Millennium is actually one of my favorite places on Earth, and I'm really sad that they're closing down. But, yeah, I had like a sushi dish one night. I had this pumpkin soup, which I don't like pumpkin soups, but I loved it. It was just fabulous. And then there was a mushroom dish that was fabulous. You can actually see the menu on my Facebook page that I posted. I don't know. There was too much food. They even made vegan ice cream out of bananas one night that it was just, my God, it was so good.
Well, that's exciting. So this place isn't normally vegetarian, but
it's not.
They're catering.
Right, and they're incorporating it. And I think part of it was because I've been sending so many vegans down there. That's happened a couple times before. There was another time where I used to take groups of people to Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, and we would volunteer at the sanctuary for a couple days, and then we went to Zion National Park for a couple days and stayed at a spa. And there was a hotel there called, it's an Irish name, actually, and I'm blanking out on it. it's Zion. Okay. Well, anyway, they had a restaurant there called Red Dog Cafe. And because I would bring so many vegans down there, they started doing a tofu scramble in the morning, and they put it on as their permanent menu.
Oh, nice.
So, yes, when you travel as a vegan, it does make a difference.
And are there some places you frequent more than others?
I tend to go to Ireland.
What do you get when you're in Ireland?
Oh, my gosh. You know what I love about Ireland? And it's not just the food, it's the people. You know, we usually rent a car and get bed and breakfast properties, and we stay with the locals. And you get so much more out of that. You get all the, you know, the behind-the-scenes kind of things to do and see and hear. You know, the music is great there. The food is better than other parts of Europe, I think.
Really?
It's gotten a lot better in the past couple, you know, maybe the past 10 years.
Not just potatoes.
No, not just potatoes, but you know what? They've had so many problems with hoof and mouth, mad cow, and all, you know, these other things, that they have a better understanding of being a vegan or vegetarian than a lot of other countries do. Hmm. You know, they really got hit hard, 10 years ago with all that stuff. So, you know, every year I go back, it just seems like there's more and more vegan options there.
And what kind of vegetables do you get there? Do they grow everything?
Yes, everything is usually typically organic and grown locally.
Wow.
At the very least, grown locally.
Hmm. Oh, I have, you know, I've traveled a lot, but I have not made it to Ireland. I'm going to have to do that.
Oh, I love it there. In fact, I was just with my stepson and his fiance, and they're looking at, they just said to me, we think we want to go to Ireland, and I was elated. I was like, oh, my God, I can just tell you right now what we can do, you know.
Have you been to other places that really surprised you in terms of what they offered when you got there that you weren't expecting?
Kenya? Yes! There's a couple. I mean, Paris was another one that actually, well, Paris was a little harder, but Kenya, I went there in 2001, and I do intend to go back there soon, because that's why I got into the travel business, was to go to Africa. That was a childhood dream. Mm-hmm. And so I had been to South Africa for my honeymoon back in 1994, and it was hard then. I think it's gotten a lot easier in South Africa. So I thought when I was going to Kenya, I would have the same difficulties that I did in South Africa. And I was actually kind of happy because I thought I would lose some weight. And what happened was, you know, I was with a bunch of travel agents, and we were on what you call a familiarization trip, which means you go to these places and you learn about the country and the hotels. It's a work trip, basically, but mm-hmm. It is, you know, you do have fun at the same time. So I was, like, really kind of nervous that I wouldn't eat anything, so I do what I always do is I told the tour operator I'm a vegan, I don't eat this and that and the other, and this was in 2001, so while the Internet was around, it wasn't quite as easy. So I made sure all that was going to be okay. And then I get there, and at the restaurant, each restaurant, they'd say, oh, you're the vegetarian, and I'd say, yes, and they would leave, and they'd say, no problem. And then I would look over to, like, the right or left of me, and I'd see that there's a vegetarian table. So I would go over to the vegetarian table, and I'd get my dinner, and then they would come over with my special vegetarian dish they made for me. So I had, like, two dinners, two lunches, two breakfasts, whatever, you know, and it was all vegan. The reason is because there's a very large Indian population in Kenya. So it's very easy to be vegetarian and vegan there.
Wow. Well, I'm hungry, and you've got me wanting to go. The weather's getting better here. It's time to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining me, and it's all about food, so people can find you at greenearthtravel.com.
Yes, ma'am.
That's great. Okay, well, travel safely wherever you go.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
We have a few minutes left, and I just wanted to go over a few things that I wanted to mention to you. So there are some events coming up. And in this month, we've got March 29th is the annual Veggie Pride Parade in Manhattan. You can go to veggieprideparade.org, get more information about it. I will be there. I will be speaking, and Responsible Eating and Living will have a table there, and say hi if you're there. It's a really fun event, and I'm hoping for good weather because last year it was freezing. Now, this next event, you really got to pay attention now, because I'm inviting you to my birthday party. It's on April 22nd, Earth Day. It's here in Forest Hills, Queens, in my hood. It's a fundraiser for responsible eating and living. I would love to meet you. I would love to see you there. I would love for you to find out more about responsibility and living and support what we do. So please just go to the website, responsibleeatingandliving.com, and you can find out more about it. All the information is right there on the homepage. And you know what? If you can't make it, I'm going to be really disappointed that I can't see you. And normally I don't accept birthday presents, but I do accept donations to my nonprofit. So I would really appreciate that. What else can I tell you about? I was just at the Seed Pop-Up Market this weekend, and this is really fun. So the Seed Experience is a plant-based vegan organization, and every month now they're starting to have a seed market where local businesses can sell their wares. And it's a nice thing to help promote these different businesses. It's so hard to get started when you're a small business and have people find out about your products. And all of these products are plant-based, and it's really exciting. And it brought me back to when I used to run what I believe was the largest vegan festival probably in America at the time, and I definitely in New York, which was the Taste of Health. I did it from 2002 to 2006 for 5 years. It was at the Lincoln Center campus. It was beautiful. It was an all-outdoor event. Do you remember it? Were you there? But one of the one of the missions behind that event was to help support local businesses. And this was over 10 years ago, and there just weren't that many in New York. There were more in California, actually, at that time. But now there are so many local businesses popping up, making great things out of food. And not all of it's to eat. Some of it's for those nice-smelling creams and lotions and soap. And like I always say, our skin is our largest organ, and you don't want to be putting anything on your skin that you can't eat. So this is exciting that there's more of that coming about. I also wanted to mention visiting responsibleeatingandliving.com because I've got this new blog, What Vegans Eat. I'm having a lot of fun posting what's going on in the food world here at Responsible Eating and Living headquarters, and you can get to see some great recipes and dishes. I just came up with a new salad dressing. I love it. It's so simple. I'm really into these seed dressings now where you blend up a raw seed with either a vinegar or a citrus and some other flavorings. Try this. Sunflower seeds, water, and balsamic vinegar. Cup of sunflower seeds, cup of water, quarter cup of balsamic vinegar. Blend it up. It's a tasty, beautiful dressing. And if you're trying to get more dark leafy greens in your life, those bitter, really nutritious greens, this is a great dressing because it's slightly sweet and the balance is phenom. Right? Right. So I hope to see you on April 22nd at the Happy Birthday Review. Go to responsibleeatingandliving.com. If you have any questions, what do you do? You email me at info@realmeals.org. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. Remember, have a delicious week. Bye-bye.